Rambam says in Perek Hey, Ishus Halacha Chafalot. Let's read to the two. We'll read through the two Rambams, Chafalot and Chafes, quickly, and then we'll go back to the end. Aisha Shom Efeim Dina Leplani Matana. Eskadus and Ilok and Nosan Vomel Hariat and Kudeshes Li Behanos. Matana Zush and Asadi Alpich. Eizum Kudeshes. Afu Bishle Yigil Loklum. Hey Nenis. Ritzoyne Shinasi Benena Plani Bigola. That's the Dina Midin Arab. Then the Ram says, "V'chein amamel etendin leplani matana, v'eskadosh loy, v'nosan loy, v'kitcha oisei plani, v'amel areyat mekudeshes li v'hanos matana zu shekibalti b'tzaymech, areizu mekudeshes." Which din is that? The Gemara. Midin shnayim. And then he says, "Amel ahelif din ezev matana v'eskadosh leplani, v'kitcha oisei plani, v'amel areyat mekudeshes li v'hanos zu habo lich begloli, areizu mekudeshes af bishul nosan lo mekadosh kum." Which din is that? That's midin abetanya. So right away, it's strange to see the Adwarim and the Rama. The Rama has the din of Arav, the din of Kishneim, and then the din of Evaknaim. Strange way to go about it. The Rabbis say, there's a logical saying. First we lay down the din of Arav, and then we lay down the din of Evaknaim, and then you can put them together and you have the din of Shneim. The Rama has the din of Shneim before he gets the din of Evaknaim. That's a deal by itself. What can we do with that Rama? What does that tell us? Then the last halacha in the Rambam, Omele Helech Din Ezeh Matana Veskadosh Loch Ulekochei Vomele Hareyat Mekudesh Li Banozu Shekibalti Mimech Matana Im Odom Choshu Vareizim Kudeshes Shana Yeshto Vyesei Nene Mimeno U Banozu Hikno Atzmoy Loi Hitz Hit Kikno Atzmoy Loi.
For quite a number of years we send money to Eretz Yisrael Banim from Matanas Lavionim. The money is distributed there for an afternoon, which is after sunrise in the States. We take care of that. All the Hidurim possible in Matanas Lavionim are observed. And the families are checked out for their needs. We give larger stipends to larger ones, smaller to smaller ones. Every penny that you give there, a dollar that you give there, goes to Aniyim. There are expenses incurred in getting the money there. It does not come out of this money. It is covered elsewhere. So whatever you give goes to these Anim. They're poverty stricken. There are over 400 families that we give over the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael. It's a big mitzvah to help these people out. I mentioned before, it's now, if you figure out over 400 families, something appreciable to each family comes out to a lot of money. Over 80% comes from Yitzhak Ochon and its alumni. So it's a zechus to help these people. Whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, you get the money to Rabbi Shachter. He calls me on this time, will be Motzoi Shabbos, late at night, and we lay out whatever has come in and whatever has been committed. Checks can be made out to Mashul's charity fund, Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. We simply turn over the money. So please, whatever you can do, and whatever you can do subsequently, please do. Can I ask you?
We should get you a credit card machine.
All those shochan come with credit card machines.
I guess I'm not in the show.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a very short but interesting thing. 2 years ago, I got a check of $3,000 from a fellow I never heard of before. I got a hold of his phone number, and I asked him, what is it for and how did he hear it? He said he was a Talmud of Shachter's 25 years ago, a successful businessman. So he doesn't go to shirm anymore, but he has tapes. In the middle of one tape, they didn't turn it off, and he introduced me. And then he heard what I was doing. So he sent $3,000. Since that time, he sends, together with his son, $6,000 for every Purim and $3,000 for Rosh Hashanah. So don't turn off the tapes. His name is Lax.
From where?
From New Jersey, I think Passaic. Simple, thank you, boys.
us to take, we're still running, we can just go by it. So, yes, that's the first Diyuk in the Rambam, the Sidur HaDvarim in the Rambam. Very strange way to arrange it. So let's go back to the top of the Rambam, read it more carefully, and see if there's other Diyuk in the Rambam. So taking it again from the top, Ish HaShom Atein Dina L'Plaini Matano B'Skadash HaNiloch. So, it's interesting, the Lashon of the Rambam, we saw already in the Ritva also says it's a Lashon. This is the Midin Aruch, right? Give money to Pliny, and I'll be miskadeshes to you. So, Ram writes, the dinner he's giving the matana. And it's also such a lashon. He's giving, the dinner's not being given l'shem kiddushin, the dinner's being given l'shem matana. When we're learning the Ritva, I said, nafkmin el dina. If the money was being given l'shem kiddushin, so if the kiddushin for some reason are not chal, let's say it's in a kachtois or whatever, the dinner will go back. Din is being given the Shem Atano, then it's a Matano Gemur. So Rambam's Mashma is Taka, the Din is being given the Shem Atano. Veskadish on Iloch, Venosin, Veomer Lahareat Mukudeshusli, Behanoas Matano Zush, and Vesaki Hashi Charesim Mukudeshus. So he has to speak out. He's being Makadisher, not with the dinner itself. The Losh of the Kiddushin is he's Makadisher with the Hano of this Matano Shinasati Alpich. We have in the Machlek Sushan about this. What he says, Hareat Mukudeshus, is that he was in Makadisher with the money. That's what the Rosh says. And we saw another Rishonim, the Ritva, that he's Mekadosh with the Hanah. The Ram is more like he's like the Ritva, he's Mekadosh with the Hanah. So she's Mekudeshes. The Ram adds, Afal Pish, like Higia Lofum, even though she didn't get anything, the money never reached her. Hare Nenes, Birtsoinoi Shenasa, Birtsoinoi Shenasa, she's Nenes in the fact that her Rotsun was done, Venene Pliny Biglola, and Pliny had Hanah Biglola, on her account. We have in the Rashba also. The Rashba called it this with approbation. This lashon we had in the Rashba. Very not clear what this is exactly. What is this hana? Is it the hana that she had, or is it the hana that Pliny had? Those are not the same thing. We saw in the Ritva. The Ritva says that when you give the mana to Pliny, her hana is maybe only a putta. She has a putta worth of hana because Pliny got a mana. She likes Pliny enough that he's getting a mana is worth a putta to her. Okay, wasn't dying in the Ritva. If you only gave a putta to Pliny, maybe then maybe she's not Mekudeshes, because maybe giving a putta to Pliny is not a putta's worth of anotar. What is it in the Rambam exactly? The Rambam has like both things. She's nenes because b'tzoynoi shenaso v'nene Pliny biglola. So he mentions both anot. Both anot. Her anot, b'tzoynoi shenaso. She nenes b'tzoynoi shenaso. V'nene Pliny biglola. That's exactly what this is. This the Rashba also had. This nekuda we had in the Rashba, right? Vega says, but doesn't explain it. That somehow his hana counts as her hana. That's not clear what that is exactly. I'm not sure that we're going to really get how much of that we're going to unravel, but that's what it says in Mice. So we have here Kama Diyukim with Ramam. That he gives the money of the matana. That's a dig by itself. He says he's mekadosh with the hana, and she's nemekudesh. Is after shuloi igia lo klum, but since she's nenes, she has hana. Bitsoino shenasa, her rotzen was done. The nene pliny biglola, and pliny was nene biglola on account of her. So that's cool that she was. Is what to be miskadeshes with. First of all, the Chayyim have a point out that the Rambam himself, in Hilchas Mechira, Rambam has a din Arav in Hilchas Mechira also, Rav Bechayim Imamim. The Rambam, the first paragraph of Mechira, also brings this halacha. In the context of Mechira. There, the Rambam writes, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Vav in Mechira. Ha'oimer l'chaveroi. This one I didn't ask you to bring in. It's fine. It's very short. Rama. Ha'oimer l'chaveroi. Tein mona l'pleini v'yikne beisi loch. Kevin shenosan kona habayis midin orev. Much shorter Rambam than the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. So the Chayim asks, why is it that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus had a whole long Arichus? I mean, okay, first of all, it's not a deal. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus says he says the Ramakadashu with the Hanos, and then his Amakadashu with the Hanos, my Tonus Zushan, Asafi Al Pich. That Rambam doesn't say in Hilchos Mechir, that's not a Kashi at all. Because by Mechir, you don't need an Amira. Kedushin is an extra din, you need an Amira. By Mechir, you don't have to have an Amira, as long as they understand they're doing a sale, there's no din Amira by Mechir. So that's not a deal. But there are a lot of things, other things, besides the Amira, that the Rambam said in Hilchos Kiddushin that he doesn't say in Hilchos Mechira. First of all, in Hilchos Kiddushin, he says Matana, that he's giving the dinner. He's giving the dinner as a Matana. Over here in Hilchos Mechira, doesn't say that. 10 mandala plaini v'ikni v'esiloch. No mention here about a Matana. The pastus in the Rambam is he's giving the dinner as the Dmei HaMecher. So that's deal number one. And then also the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus has this whole arichos afal pi shelo yigil yod klum afal pi shelo yigil yod klum harei nenes ritzoy nishanase v'nena pleinu biglolo. Hilchos Mechira, Rambam doesn't say any of that. So what's the difference? So the Biskirov in the Mechtovim, in the back of the Chiddush HaGriz, says that the Pshat is that the Ram is the Shitosa, the famous Shitus Ram that we already had in the past, that the Ram holds with by Kiddushin, it's not enough to give Kesef, you have to give Kesef Shirish Be'ano. The Ram says that Matanam Last Achsir, everywhere else is Kainer, but by Kiddushin it's not Kainer. Rav Nigulum says, Pshat and Rav Misli, because Kiddushin you need, Kesef Shiyesh Boi Hanot. We had a whole Arichas the other week in Shir, where the Ram got it from. That's how the Ram learned the Gemara, Sheinid Knictus B'Chalipin. So what the Rav Nigulum understands it means, just like by Chalipin, it's a Gnayulot, the Miskadish with the Prophet Meshover Putu. So by Kiddushin in general, it's a Gnayulot to be Miskadish and a Kesef Shiyesh Boi Hanot. I want to say a different Pshat based on the Gemara in Adorim, that in Kolotar Kulu, by Mechu, we learn out from Chalipin, that you could have Koni Almanas Lachnis is Mechayim. If you got kesef, even though you have nothing from the kesef, it's mechayev to give something in return. We learned that out from chalipin, which is chani amenas la'aknes. But in kiddushin, where chalipin doesn't work, so we don't have that template, that paradigm of chalipin. So then we refer to the svarah from putusoy that only if you get something that has that your nana from, are you mechayev to give something in return. And the kachakach shita saram is that by kiddushin you have to have kesef sheyesh behano, and in mechir ba'alma just have to have kesef. But you don't have to have any hanof in the kesef. Even a matana manas ha'achzir is binding. Daphne Lewis says that's the pshat by milva. Also, the Ram passes in the kaddish milva in the kodeshes. But by mecher ba'almo, you could be kind of with the milva. Shitas Ram. What's the difference? So Lewis says with the same word by halvah. She already was netted from the mecher. She was already netted from the halvah yesterday before you were mekaddish. She already used up the hanof of the milva. She already spent the milva. She already went shopping with the milva. So the hanof's already gone. So it's not a kesef sheyesh be'hano. So by kiddushin, that's a problem. By mecher b'alma, it's not a problem. Come. So the Biskirov said that's what's going on over here as well. By kiddushin midin orev, the regular din orev, he says like the regular kiddush, the regular kinyan midin orev. The Rambam Hilchos Mechira is talking about a regular kinyan midin orev. You don't need kesef sheyesh be'hano. So there, the Rambam doesn't have to say yimakaris with the hano. The way over there it works midin orev is that it's kilamotel yodai. When you give the money to Pliny, it's as if you gave the money to the Baal HaSoda, and that's how it works. Midin Orev, like we saw Taisin Bamitzia, the Ramban Bamitzia, all that, this word that is Kilo Motto Liyoda. Just give the money to Pliny, it's Kilo gave the money to the Baicha. And that's all you have to say. But by Kiddushin, the Ram was bothered. By Kiddushin, even if we'll say that if you give the money to Pliny, it's as if you gave the money to her, but does she have any hanof from that money? Right, you know, we'll say it's Kilu. She gave the money to Pliny. It's Kilu gave the money to her, and she gave it to Pliny. Or you were her shliach to give it to Pliny. However you want to say it exactly. So let's say Kilu, you gave the money to her. But Lemaisa, you gave the money to her by giving it to Pliny. Can she use that money? Can she be have I know from the money? About or not? It's not better than a matanam nasta achzir. She got the money, but in a way that it right away goes to Pliny. So Pliny gets to spend it, not her. So lechayor is kesef she'ein b'yano. The Ram says you can't be mekadosh with kesef she'ein b'yano. So how does the taki work? How does kiddushin work with Midinara? So therefore, the Rambam has to add new elements that he didn't say over there in Hilchas Mechira. that he's and that's what the Rambam is marach. That's what the Rambam means. Af al pi shelo higil lo klum, meaning if I didn't lump this as kilomoto liyodo, but lemaisa she's not nene at all from the kesef. So how does it work? Says the Rambam, no, haray nene spit soinish and asiv and nene plenty biglola. There was a hanah. What was the hanah? That her rotzon was whatever that means exactly. This animal of bit soinish and asiv and nene plenty biglola. So therefore, it's a kesef sheish be hanah. Because mechir, we don't have to say it. It's enough that it's kilomoto liyodo. The kesef itself is keilu moto liyodo. But here the Rambam had to add, it's not just kilum, but the kesef was matal yoda. The Rambam had to add, that wouldn't do the kiddushin. Rather, what's matal yoda is the hano is matal yoda. Kilu, the hano, she's miskadeshes with the hano. Atkan, divya, briskrov, divya gris. That was very meduyik, because when the Rambam talks by matonam and astahachsi, that's halacha kabdala in the Rambam. When the Rambam talks about halacha and matonam and astahachsir, the Rambam's lashon is ha'imel ish harei amekudeshes li bedinaze amenashe tachzirei li ein amekudeshes bein echzira bein lo yechzira shim lo yechzira shalem is kayim atnai im echzira osoi harei lo yneneis v'lo higir li yodo klum. That's the halacha of kesef she'ein b'yano matonam and astahachsir. The lashon the Rambam is v'lo higir li yodo klum. That's the exact same lashon that the Rambam uses over here. Afa pishu lo higir li yodo came out the same word, came out verbatim. Afal pi shelo higia lo klum. That's what it means. Lo higia lo klum, and she had no hana. Love this matana manach sa'achzer. Love this. It's a matana. Shema matana. But like it's lo higia lo klum. She has nothing from it. So here also lo higia lo klum. She had nothing from it. So how does it work? So the rag has to say. So it works with another mechanism of hana. That's the biscuit.
That's the mucker.
What?
Being according to the
yeah. Why did I mention that Ishnat Nikis Bechalipin? He does say somewhere, I imagine it. I'm sure the Ram says somewhere that Ishnat Nikis Bechalipin, or he doesn't tell me. Or, I mean, I'm not quite sure he hasn't. I'm not sure in the Ram. That may we know that the Milum knows the Yisoid of Kesef Sheish Bano from the Gemara about Matanam Las Lahachsir, but the Ram is not mechuyev to present it. That's the Yisoid. You have to have Kesef Sheish Bano. That's we happen to know from the Gemara about Chalipin, but the Ram doesn't tell me where it's from. The Ram just uses that Yisoid all the time. The Ram has it elsewhere also. The Ram has it by Mekadosh Milva, which is earlier over here. Mekadosh Milva is Alochi Yid Gimel, and Mekadosh Milva Afilu Hoysu B'Shar Einim Kodeshes. The reason why Mekadosh Milva is no good is because there's no Dover Kayim Lihonespoy. The Hano's already used up. So the idea that you need Kesef Sheish Bano, the Ram already said, Alochi Yid Gimel. Doesn't have to tell me each time. It's not the Ram's business to tell me which Gemara you had it from. That is used to us.
He says in the beginning, the three ways of Kiddushin are Kesef Shtar and Bina.
Okay.
And nothing else works.
Yeah. Now, first of all, so let's say the Biskrov is, let's go with this Biskrov. So that I heard already many, many people ask. According to the Biskrov, so it means there's a special chiddush by Kiddushin that you don't have by Mecher. The din of Orah by Kiddushin is much more chiddush than the din of Orah you have by Mecher. So why does anyone need to make a shichasa? Why is it Srichasa? What's the Kiddush of, you know, both ways? If I only knew Mecher, I wouldn't know Kiddushin. If I only had Kiddushin, I wouldn't know Mecher. What do you mean? If I knew Mecher, I wouldn't know Kiddushin. By Mecher, it works that there's no Hanoh, but by Mecher, you don't need Hanoh. By Kiddushin, you need Hanoh. So why does the Gemara have to make a different Srichasa? That Mecher is Yisrael from the Mechila, and Kiddushin not Yisrael from the Mechila. This should be the Srichasa. I think that's not so sure altogether, because who said the Ram learned the Gemara like Rashi? Who said the Ram learns the Tzrichas going on these members of Rav altogether? We saw the Ga'inim learn, the Ritva quoted the Ga'inim, that the Tzrichas is going on the Nivtam of Adon Choshev. It's going to the fourth member of Rav. So that's B'chal nothing to do with us, for the time being. So that's what I think is not so problematic. Adayin Yesh Lishol. If the idea of Orev really is kilu motoli is kilu motoli yodah, that's all you need by mecha, kilu motoli yodah. So So what does it say in Arav? In Arav it says this concept of kilu moto liyode, that if you give the kesef to Pliny, it's kilu gave the money to the Arav, to the Balasoda. By Arav, kilu gave the money to the Arav. By Kiddushin, that's not the way it's working. By Kiddushin, the way it's working is that she's nenes. So what does Kiddushin have to do with in Arav at all? Why do you need it in Arav by Kiddushin? The yesod that it says in Arav is kilu moto liyode. Over here, that's not enough because you need kesef sheyesh be'hanah. So here, how does it work? Here, it works a different way. The way it works over here is that she's nenes, ritzoni shenasev and nena pliny beglala. So the chayra, that's like a whole different yisoid. Just as hanah, that doesn't need the yisoid of arvus. So why is it called midin arv at all? The Gemara says it's midin arv. What does it have to do with arv? Stam is kiddushin be'hanah. The chayra doesn't need the concept of arvus altogether. But maybe this is also not so fair, because this already we have enough sophisticated discourse to deal with. We already worked through another Rishayim. Stan, the fact that she's nenes, who says the Hanah has to come from him? She's nenes, but the Hanah didn't come from him. With what is it called that the Hanah came from him? So that we saw in Rishayim, we saw in the Ramban and the Ritva, there's this notion that a Haitzi Momen, since she was Maitzi Momen al Pio, so we look at it that he's Maitzi Momen, and the Momen that he's Maitzi, as a result of which she's nene. So we look at it that the money that he was mitzi is now embodied in the hanor that she got. You can't say stam he was mahaner. That's not a hanor that came from his nechosim. It's not a hanor that's meshabed. It's not a hanor that's kinda. If I do something and she has hanor from it, that's not, unless I was tereich, then it's chirus. If I was tereich for her, then it's chirus. Like schoik lefani, rekoid lefani, where the dancing itself is a shover puto. So that's cool. So aimless, and if you hold aimless chirus, elul vasoif, so with the chirus that could be makadashim. But over here, the giving the money, the tirch itself is not a shavu puto. You want to be mekadesh with the fact that she got hano. The fact that she's happy. You want that the fact that she's, but that didn't come from my. I wasn't. There's no schiris over here. They work. If you want to pay a laborer to give a money to Pliny, you give him less than a puto. It's nothing. Just to give, to hand somebody a puto. What's the word with the? And that's not what he's mekadesh anyway. He's mekadesh with the hano that she got. The hano that she got. How does it come from his nechosim? It's not hano that's mechayev. We already had this all this right in the ritual. So he said in the Ritva, no, that's why the Ritva has to add, you have to have both things. He was Maitzi Momen, he spent money, and she was Nene as a result of that. So we look at Akilu, the money that he spent is infused into the Hano, it becomes embodied. You put money into the Yam, let's say, and she gets Hano as a result, and now we look at Akilu, that's the same money. The money was spent, was put in over here, and it pops out over there, and it's the same money. And that's a Chiddush of Arav. So we could use maybe that kind of same rate in the Rambam as well. The din of Arav is that if you give the money to Pliny, so the Arav is mishtabit, and it's kilu the same money. The money they gave to Pliny is now embodied in the chiyuv that the Arav has back to you. That's the etzem din Arav, but there it doesn't require any hanor. You don't have to say that the Arav had hanor. I gave money to Pliny. The Arav is mishtabit. The money that I gave to Pliny is embodied in the chiyuv. We had like in the Ramban, the money that I gave to Pliny is embodied in the chiyuv that the Arav gets. Here, that's not enough. Not enough that there's an embodied chayv sitting by her. She has to be nene from this kiddushin. Where's the hanoa? So here I have to say a little bit differently. That I spent money, and she got a hanoa as a result. So the money that I spent is embodied in the hanoa that she got as a result. So that's already kesef sheyesh boy. That's already I could do kiddushin. But it has to do with arv. It's not divorced from the concept of arv. It has to do with this notion. I put the money by the loive, and it's kilu, the chayv pops out by the arv. Or I give the money to Pliny, and the Hanor that pops out by the Isha is called the Hanor that I gave the Isha. So maybe we could use that kind of raid in the Rambam as well.
According to Biskarov, the requirement that you have kesef that makes Hanor,
right.
It's not that the kiddushin isn't with the Hanor. The kiddushin is with the kesef, but the hanor is a tnai in the kiddushin kesef that the kesef has to have hanor. So then, why does the Rambam formulate the amira as you're mekadish with the hanor?
So it's a good point. It could be that the hanor has to come from the kesef. So the fact that therefore the Rambam held, if you can't say, well, I was mekadish with the kesef, which is like embodied in the chayiv, but then in addition, there's also a hanor. If the hanor is not in the kesef itself, that's not called kesef sheyesh by hanor. She has to be nene from the kesef hakiddushin. So since the hanor is just shenasis l'tzoyno, so the kesef kiddushin also has to be that it was nasis l'tzoyno. You can't have the kesef is one thing and the hanor is a different thing. So you have to say, no, the Hanah itself is the Kesef HaKidushin. But had that Hanah come from him, for that we could use the mechanism of our. So maybe we could say, yeah, I think we're going to say a little bit differently in the Rambam. But I'm saying, for the time being, you know, we could deal with this issue. What's the connection? If at the end of the day you're Mekadosh with the Hanah, so what's the connection to Din Arav? We have enough rate already in the Ritva that we could say that here. We could say that here as well. What about the fact that the Rambam over here calls it a matana? By Mechu, doesn't say the word matana. The Rambam says over here he gives the mana to plainly as a matana. He didn't say a word about matana. That the Prescribe doesn't address. The Prescribe talked about the Hanah part. How come by Kiddushin is Marach about the Hanah, but Tzayin Shanasa, by Mechu doesn't mention the Hanah. But we had there's a different deal. Here the Rambam stresses he gives the mana to plainly be matana. In Hilchas Mecher, doesn't say anything about matana. Pain mana leplaini v'ikne beisi loch. Presumably, he's giving the mana l'shem mecher, l'shem kinyan. If the bias will turn out to be defective and it'll be a mecha k'tos, then presumably the money will come back. The money is given l'shem mechir. Why that shinui in the Rambam? I have another question. For that, the Brisker Rav doesn't help us. The Rambam in Halacha, let's look at the Rambam in Halacha Chol Beis. We've been talking about the Rambam about Orev. But what about the other Rambam? What about the Rambam in Halacha Chol Beis, the Din of Eved K'naini? Omala, Heilech Din Ezeh B'matana, V'Hizkachi L'Plaini, here also, the Ram talks about Hanah. Why over here does the Ram have to talk about Hanah? According to the Brisker Rav, really, it's Kilomoto, the din of Ora, for example, presumably Eved K'naini also, is really din of Kesef, not to Kaban Hanah. The Kesef is Kilomoto Liyodai. Presumably, Eved K'naini is also like that. It's Kilo, I gave the Kesef. So why do you have to talk about Hanah? He's Makadashu with the Hanah. So the Brisker Rav said Eitzah. Because in the case of Orev, he gave him money to Plaini, so she has no Hanah. So it's not Kesef, she has no Hanah. So if the Ram has to say, no, you're not Makadashu, you're really not Makadashu with the Zuz itself, with the dinner itself, the money itself, you're Makadashu with the Hanah that she gets as a result. That's fine by Orev. But here by Eved K'naini, she gets the money. The dinner, the case of Eved K'naini is, Plaini gives her money, and then the Mekadosh says to her, I Mekadosh you with the money that Pliny gave you. So that's Kesef Sheyesh by Hanah. So what does the Ram have to say here? So why over here does the Ram talk about Hanah? Hanah, Shavola, Begloli. The same as Shonis the Ram, Hanah, Begloli. What does he need it for? She's Mekadosh with a dinner that Pliny gave her, because Medina Vekani is like he gave her the dinner. Hadvarim Dikorim, then it's the same Ramam. The same Rambam, the same way the Rambam says by Orav that it works with the Hanah that came to Pliny Biglola. Now by Eved K'naini, also the Rambam talks about the Hanah that she got Biglola. I think it's the same phenomenon in the Rambam. The Prescribe dealt with the first one, and he doesn't need to deal with the second one. I think we need a Hesber in the Rambam. Maybe we need a Hesber in the Rambam that should cover both. The cases on the board, just so we should be able to keep track of the cases. There's the case of Orev, it's the first case in the Rambam, which is that, the Baal, the Mekadosh, gives money to Pliny. How are we going to draw Pliny? Money to Pliny. And the Isha, and she's miskadeshes midin Arif. Because even though the money went to Pliny, but there's this connection of the Hanoah that she got big love. The money went to Pliny, but it was big lola. The Anas says we're big lola. The Hanoah, I'm not going to write the whole lesson. The Hanoah, big lola, on her account, because of her, Pliny got Hanoah. She's nenes with that, whatever this means. She's nenes with Hanoah that went to Pliny, big lola. That's the Nivar. Then the Rama's Dinav Ebekneini. The Rama's Mishayim later, but I mean earlier. But we'll put it over here. Ebekneini. So what's Ebekneini? Ebekneini is Pliny gives money to the Isha. And the Baal, even though the money came from Pliny to the Isha, we say that it's Keilu, it came from the husband, because same scheme, the Ram used these words. The Hanoah came, he's Makadosh with the Hanoah that she got big lolly. It's clear that these are important words in the Ramah. He's Makadosh not with the dinner itself, but with the money itself, but with the Hanoah, in the case of Orev, the Hanoah that came to Pliny big lolly. And in the case of Ebekneini, with the Hanoah that she got big lolly, meaning big lolly, the husband. And we want to know my height to come on. What is this? What is all this? What does all this mean? Why didn't say Poshik Mekadosh with the Zuz? What's this focus on the Hanoah? What's the work of Big Lolo or Big Loli? It's obviously doing some work over here. Yeah, right. Also, why do you need this whole Hanoah Big Lola? Why not just say he's Mekadosher? Well, yeah, I think there's an explanation. Well, I'll tell you what I think is going on there, more or less. I mean, I think that where it conduces. What I want to tell you today, I don't know if I have it all the way down to like a full understanding, but I think this is where the Lushanis the Rambam are headed. I think the Rambam's understanding is that the way Orev works, and for that matter, the way Ebekneini works, is that even though, let's say in the case of Orev, even though the Hanoah went to Pliny, but since the cause of the Hanoah going to Pliny, or meaning the purpose of the Hanoah going to Pliny, is because that's what she wants. That's what it means by biglola. Biglola means that she is the cause, in the sense of the purpose of the Hanoah going to Pliny. Why is he giving Hanoah to Pliny? Not for no reason at all. He's giving Hanoah to Pliny because that's what she wants. So it's biglola. Well, in the sense that it's because that's what she wants. So it's for her purpose, for the purpose of doing what she wants. So that makes it that the Hanoah that he gives to Pliny, since it's for her sake, meaning for in order that she should be, you know, because that's what she desires, that Pliny should have Hanoah, so it's Ke'ilu he gave her Hanoah. It's Ke'ilu the Baal, the Mekadosh, gave her Hanoah. The Big Loli connects the Hanoah that's going to Pliny and makes it as if it's going to her, because it's going to Pliny for her sake. Because the Hanoah is going, Pliny gets the Hanoah. I'm talking about the Hanoah that Pliny got. But since Pliny got that Hanoah, the cause of Pliny's getting the Hanoah was her, that's what it means, the Glola. She's the cause of Pliny getting the Hanoah. Kohen means the purpose of Pliny getting the Hanah. So therefore we look at it that giving the Hanah to Pliny is giving it to her. Because I gave it to Pliny for her sake. Al derech zeh, by Eva Kneini, she gets money, she gets Hanah from the money. Ostensibly the money came from Pliny, the Hanah came from Pliny. But since the cause of Pliny giving the Hanah was him, that's what it means, but he's the cause. He's the cause that Pliny should give her the money. So we look at it as if he gave her the Hanah. The Bigloli links him to the Hanah that's going to her. The Biglol over here links the Hanah that's going to Pliny to her. That's the work that the Bigloli does. That's what I'm stressing, the Bigloli in both cases. Because it's the same idea. The Bigloli means he's the cause of Pliny giving her the Hanah. So the Hanah is kilo coming from him, because he's the motivator of Pliny giving her the Hanah. Pliny's giving her the Hanah for his sake, on his behalf. So since he's the cause of Pliny giving her the Hanah, so it's kilo he gave the Hanah. Over here, since she's the cause of Pliny getting the Hanah, in case of Orv, since she's the cause of Pliny getting the Hanah, so it's kilo the Hanah came to her.
Why does the Rambam say it's finished?
Hold up a sec. Now, obviously you'll notice the difference. In the case of Orev, her being the cause makes the Hanah as if it makes it that the Hanah is coming to her. In the case of the Eva Kneini, his being the cause makes that the Hanah is coming out of him.
Why doesn't it just easily make it that it's like the Kesset's Hanah?
We're going to get that too. I just want to say what I think the Lashonis mean. So how come, I mean, it's not really a question I'm asking, I just want to bring it up. How come by her, the fact that it's Biglola, that makes her the receiver, not the recipient. And in the case of the Eva Kneini, the Bigloli makes him not the recipient of the Hanah, but the giver of the Hanah. If Bigloli in both cases is doing this work of redirecting the Hanah, so how come it redirects it in a different way? By her, the Bigloli directs the Hanah to her. And in the case of Eva Kneini, the Bigloli directs the Hanah from him. It's just because it's a different kind of Bigloli. It's a different kind of cause. Here, when we say that he's the cause, Bigloli, he's the cause of the money, that means he's the motivator. The one who's pushing the money. Pliny would never have given the money on his own. Pliny's giving the money because he wants, because the Baal is standing behind him and he wants to give the money to help the Baal out. He's giving the money because he wants the Baal to be Mekadosh. So the Baal over here is the instigator. The instigator. The Bigloli here means he's the cause that's instigating, that's pushing Pliny. He doesn't have to tell him, it's not Shlichus. But he's the instigator for Pliny to give the Hanah to her. So it's Kilo, he gave the money. That's what happens here. Because Pliny is only giving the money because of the Baal, so it's Keilu, the Baal is the instigator of the money going to her, and therefore it becomes Keilu, the Baal gave her the money. In the case of Orev, it's the other way around. She's not the instigator. I mean, the way she's the instigator too, because she's the one who set the whole ball rolling, but here the point of Biglola is, the Biglola is that she's the goal. The Baal is only giving the money to Pliny to gratify her. That's the stress that she's getting Hanah out of it. Because she's not just the instigator. The instigator would make her the giver, not the taker. The Bigloli here, as the difference says, the Bigloli is not that she is the instigator of the process. Here the Bigloli means she's the purpose of the Hanah. Why did the Baal give Pliny the money? Because he wants to make her happy. It's a different kind of Bigloli. It's a different kind of cause. She's the purpose for which the Baal gave Hanah to Pliny. Since the Baal gave Hanah to Pliny only because of the purpose is that she should have Hanah. The purpose is that she should have hana. So therefore, it's ke'ilu. Why is the Baal being mahana pleni? Because he wants to gratify her. So therefore, when the Baal is being mahana pleni, it's ke'ilu, he's gratifying. It's ke'ilu. I mean, she really gets gratified, but that's not directly coming from him. But because it's biglola, so it connects. He's mahana pleni because he wants to gratify her. So therefore, even though the maisa he's giving that hana has to come miyoda liyoda, he has to give. You know, she's not enough that she's happy. She has to get happy from something that he gave. Well, he's giving hana to pleni, but since he's giving hana to pleni only to please her, so it's biglola in that sense that it's to please her. So therefore, it's ke'ilu, the hana that he's giving to Pliny is ultimately being given to gratify her. So we look at it that even though he gave the hana to Pliny, but it's as if he gave the hana to her. So it's a different kind of biglola. Here the biglola is that she's the cause, she's the purpose, and that's enough to make it that when he gave it to Pliny, it's ke'ilu he gave it to her, because it was for her purpose, you know, because he wants to gratify her. This is a different biglola. Since Pliny is only giving the money because he wants to, he's not doing it to gratify the Baal. What does he care about the Baal? I don't know what I mean. He's just, but he's doing it on behalf of the Baal. So Kilu, we look at it, the Baal is behind Pliny giving the money. Pliny's giving the money on behalf of the Baal. If there was no Baal, Pliny would never give the money. So the Baal, therefore, is the cause behind Pliny's giving the money. Different kind of course. So the Baglola here means that the Baal is the cause behind Pliny's giving the money. Over here, when we say Baglola, it means that the Isha is the cause for which the Baal is giving the hana to, is giving the hana to Pliny. So even it's the same word bigloli, it's a different kind of bigloli, it's a different kind of cause. I would add something, don't do this at home, it's not really there, Chalimut, but I would add that it's not that, anybody know what I'm going to add? How come I'm using the same word bigloli and bigloli, and I'm saying it's all thematically linked. It's the same idea, bigloli does similar work in both cases. But it's a different kind of bigloli, it's a different kind of cause. This is the cause behind Pliny's giving it. And this is the cause in the different sense. This is the cause, but the Rambam used the same word bigloli. And it's not just that he happens to use the same word. He's obviously symmetrical in the Rambam. This is bigloli in Arav, this is bigloli in Eved Kanani. They do similar work. This bigloli, the bigloli of Eved Kanani makes it that Ke'ilu the Baal gave it. The bigloli by the Isha makes it Ke'ilu she received it. So because they're both bigloli, they're both causes, but the different kind of causes. This is a cause that makes Pliny do it, and this is a cause for whose sake he's doing it. What is that called, those different kind of causes? Anybody know? It's probably connected, yeah. This is, in Aristotelian terminology, and the Rambam has this, this is an efficient cause and this is a teleological cause. And it's the same word, they're both causes. There's four causes. Material cause, formal cause, that's chomer and surah. There's the efficient cause, that means the thing that's pushing from behind. And then there's the teleos, the purpose, the telos, the purpose for which it's being done, and that's also called the cause. In Rambam's intellectual furniture, the same word, same concept of cause applies to the thing behind that's pushing and to the purpose for which is being done. So Rambam used the same word, bigloli. They do different work. This is the pushing cause, and it makes it that Kilo the Baal gave the Hano. And this is the pulling cause. This is the purpose for which the Hano has been given, and it makes it Kilo the Hano that went to Pliny, went to her. Yeah, you're not really supposed to usually mix these things up, but just once in a while we give a nod to Taraman. But I think just from the parallels in the Rambam, I think this is we're onto something over here. So now you've been asking me, okay, fine. So let's say that's the bigloli over here, and that's how, you know, that's these lashonis, the Rambam keeps the bigloli. But how come the Rambam keeps talking about the hana and not about the kesef itself? You know, unlike in Hilchos Mechira, we talked about the kesef itself. Here the Rambam talks about the hana. The hana is midin ha-mikvani. The hana, both came. Why does he focus on the hana and not on the kesef itself? So the Bishgav said about because of Kesef sheyesh by hanah, that explains Arav, doesn't explain Eved Kanani. So my feeling is, this I'm not sure, I want you to help me with this, because I'm not 100% sure I understand, but my feeling is, nothing to do with the Bishgav, without the Bishgav, this whole concept that we can look at it as if it's coming, let's say by a Kanani, that we can look at the plan is giving money to the Isha and Hanot to the Isha. This whole concept that since the Baal is the cause of Pliny giving the thing to the Isha, so we can look at it keilu it's coming from the Baal and not from the Pliny. In the Kesef itself, that wouldn't make any sense. The Kesef came out of Pliny's pocket. How can we say that the Baal is the giver of the Kesef? It's not his Kesef to give. So others trying to maybe have aces for that, you know, how that might work. Rif does have such a notion, kilu nosan. There is also such a thing. Ebeknayin is kilu nosan. We didn't have Ebeknayin, it's kilu nosan. The Rambam held, the money came from Pliny's pocket. It can't, the Baal could be the cause from today till tomorrow. That's very nice, he's the cause. But the money said the money came out of Pliny's pocket, not out of the Baal's pocket. All the causation in the world, the Baal could be the most efficient cause in the world, but it's not going to help. The money didn't come from the Baal, the money came from Pliny. The notion of Ebeknayin of is not going to make any sense. The way what could make sense is that the hano, which is really an intangible, the hano that she gets from the money, since he is the cause of her getting that hano, so we can look at it that he's the mahana. It's because of the Baal, because he's the cause, it's the bigloli, the hano. She got the hano, she's happy, she has his money, she has hano. Who gave her that hano? To whom does she owe gratitude for that hano? The Baal, because without the Baal, she would never have gotten that hano. So we can't say. That's what I was saying. A lot of this is being welcome to argue, but I think I want to suggest you can't say that the money is kilo came from the Baal. Because if you're talking about the kesef itself, kilo, if it was Makadish with kesef kiddushin, that the kesef kiddushin came from Pliny, not from the Baal. If you want to be Makadish with the value of the kesef itself, there's no way in the world you can say that kesef, the Baal is the cause of that kesef. It's not his money. But since, so therefore we have to say, no, he's not Makadosh with the kesef. In fact, he's giving the kesef as a matana. Pliny gives him the money as a matana. Even if the kiddushin is bottled, the money won't even come back. The kesef itself is not the vehicle, is not the kesef HaKiddushin. The money that Pliny gives to the Isha is not the kesef HaKiddushin. Because, it's given as a matana. That means even if the kiddushin are bottled, Pliny doesn't get the money back. So that's not the kesef HaKiddushin. So what exactly is the Kiddushin? The Kiddushin is the hano that she gets. Interesting thing, they can separate it. But you do the hano that she gets from having this kesef. Yeah, it's a dover chodesh, so that's altogether shayach. I give you money, and mikadosh you the hano of the money. I give you kesef as a matana. I wouldn't have thought, not for these ramams, I would have said, it's not such a thing. I give you $100, but matana gemura, I give her a lady, $100 but matana gemura, and I'm a kaddish with the kano that she has from getting the $100. I would have thought, if the money's a matana, then the hano is a matana too. What are you being a kaddish with? I know, according to this ramam, it says that the way. Pliny gives her the money, but matana. And that's a matana. But then, the Baal is a kaddish her with the hano that she got from the money. It's by itself, that's shy, but that Chorin says now. The hano already, the hano didn't come out of Pliny's pocket, the money came out of Pliny's pocket. The hano comes from the fact that Pliny, you know, is willing to give her the money. The hano is somewhat separate. The money came out of Pliny's pocket. The hano, we look at it as, and that's a matana. But she's happy she got such a matana. So that's a separate thing, that's a separate quality, quantity, that hano. And that's an intangible, it didn't come out of Pliny's pocket, it came out of the circumstance. You know, she would never have gotten that hano if not for the circumstance that this guy wants to marry her. So he is the cause of her getting that hano through this notion of bigloli. That's what Ebeknayin, that's Midin Ebeknayin. That's the chiddush over here, that with the hano about bigloli, we look at the Baal as the cause of her getting that hano, and he's going to be Mekadosh with that. Nekzerei Mekadeshli, behano sheboloch bigloli. You got a present. Presents for yours to keep, nothing to do with the Kiddushin. But why did you get that present? Because this guy wants me to marry you. So I'm Mekadosh with the hano that you're happy that you got such a present. That's cool that it came from the husband. That's this notion of bigloli. And Orev is a similar idea. You can't say if the Baal would want to be Mekadosh with the money itself, he couldn't be Mekadosh with the money itself because she never got the money. The money went to Pliny's pocket. The money never reaches her. So how do you be Mekadosh with the money? What does reach her is that she has hana'a. She has hana'a from the fact that Pliny got this money. But we need to make it that the that since the purpose of the Baal is giving the money to Pliny, the teleological cause was for the sake of her getting hana'a. So we're going to look at it ke'ilu, when the Baal gave the X, the money, the hana'a, whatever it is, to Pliny, it's ke'ilu, since he only gave it to Pliny to be mahanaher, so it's as if the Baal was directly being mahanaher. I mean, I'm not so sure why he talks about the hana'a that Pliny got, even if it would be the money that Pliny got. The point is, but she got hana'a, and he was mahanaher. So I don't know why the Rambam could have said that he's mekadosher with the hana'a that she has, shenasis b'hana'a, shenasis ritzoino, v'kibok Pliny kesef biglola. Why would that be just as good? You know, maybe, yeah, what I want is that the hana'a that she had came from him. Okay, it came from the Baal. Well, that's true. The hana'a that she had came from the Baal, because when the Baal gave money to Pliny, it was for the sake of her having hana'a, so therefore it's kilu, he was mahana her. So why don't you talk about the hana'a that Pliny got? Why don't you talk about the money that Pliny got? That's not so clear to me. I don't know, that could, I'm not so clear. Why does she have to say Nene Pliny Beglola? Why does it say Pliny Kibul Kesef Beglola? Let's just say, I see it visually. I don't know if I understand it exactly. We have to look at it, let's say in the case of Eber Kanani, that the hana'a goes, doesn't go directly from the Baal to the Isha. Since he's the cause, it goes through the Baal, goes from the Baal through Pliny to the Isha. Kilu, the Baal pushed Pliny to be Mahanaher, so we look at the hana'a as coming from the Baal through the Pliny to the Isha. And likewise by Orav, since she's the ultimate cause why he's giving the hana'a, why he's giving it, so we look at the hana'a as going from the Baal through Pliny to the Isha. But it has to go through Pliny, and what's going through Pliny to the Isha is hana'a. So it has to be hana'a. I have to talk about hana'a. The hana'a that the Baal gives to Pliny, we look at it as going, since it's for the sake of her hana'a, so we look at that hana'a as coming from the Baal through Pliny and going to the Isha. I could say it, I'm not sure that I understand it, but I think maybe there's more work here to be done in the understanding of it. But in the shyness of the Rambam, I think this is. It's not like the Biskrov. The Biskrov made the whole thing about Orev. The Orev is a special case because Nikesef Sheish by Hanoah. That's what the Rambam talks about Hanoah. I'm saying, no, there's a bigger scheme of things going on over here. The way the Rambam understood Orev and Eber Kanani is that the way it works, it's very different than we had in other Rishonim. Other Rishonim, we had Haitzi Mamun Apiv. Since he spent money, so she's Mischayev Kenegdoi. And the Rambam is different set of ideas. That since he's the Bigloli, he's the cause of Pliny giving the money to the Isha, so we look at it that he's the Mahana of the Isha. So he can be Mechadish, therefore, with the Hanah HaBo'aloch Bigloli. Likewise by Orev, since she's the final cause, she's the purpose for whom the Baal is giving hana to Pliny, so we look at it that the Baal is not just being mahana Pliny, he's being mahana her through Pliny. And therefore, we can be mekadosh with the hana that he is being mahana her. Yeah, that's what you know. Yeah, you have to know at this point, I'm not so sure that it's different by Mecha. You know, the Biskov said Mecha is a different world. I'm not so sure now I see why Mecha should be different. Maybe Mech is not different. Maybe the Rambam there was Mekatzer. If this is the idea of Orev, so then the same thing should be true by Mech. Yeah, we're not married to that distinction, but Knei Ishus said that. Maybe Mecha is the Ram was Makatze. He left it in the Inishas, he was more Marach.
Wait, how does Rabbi's explanation take into account the fact that the Ram seems to require a Kesef Mishnah, not just a...
I think that was the issue that was initiated by Arab, not by Elik Nain. Maybe we could say even, this is by itself works. It works. If we want to distinguish between this case and Mecher, we want to, you know, preserve that distinction, maybe we could say, we could add another Nekudah here. I want to say two more things. I don't know how much I have time for. It could be, this by itself, it stands by itself. The Yukon was saying in the Rambam. And if that's the case from what we said so far, then there's no real reason to think the Mecher is any different. If we want to preserve the Biskarov distinction that somehow Mecher doesn't need all of this Hanah talk, Mecher can just work with the money itself, which is Meduyuk a little bit, which is Meduyuk, granted in the Rambam, Minuchas Mechiva, there is a way to do it. The Rambam, you know, the Rambam has this notion. The Rambam who's back in the Rambam, we just talked about it. That the Rambam holds that you need that by kiddushin you need kesef sheyesh be'ano. Maybe we could suggest that just like by kiddushin there's an extra din that you need kesef sheyesh be'ano to the isha, there's also an extra din by kiddushin that you need kesef sheyesh be'chisaron la'nosim. Or kesef that comes from the kesef that comes from the nisim, from the, I don't know, maybe chisar, the Gemara's lesson is chisar, but it means kesef that comes from the packet of the nisim. I'll tell you what I'll do with that in a second, but let me just say where we might come from. It really depends where the Ram got this notion of kesef sheish b'hano, where the Ram get the notion of kesef sheish b'hano. I mean, you read it from the Gemara about Khalifin, about Matanam Rasta Achsi, presumably, but what's the... That Nimilum understood that the reason why you need Kesef Sheyesh Be'ano is because otherwise it's a Gnai. Like by Chalipin, like the Rashi's Girsa by Chalipin, that's a Gnai Allah to have Chalipin, Ochas B'Shavar Puto. And that's what the Gemara means. Matanam Nasta Achsir is like Chalipin, meaning that Matanam Nasta Achsir also is a Gnai Allah because she doesn't have any Ano. If you learn like that has to do with Gnai, so then it has to do with her. For her, it's a Gnai if she has no Ano. There's no reason to think that Mitzav the Nisim is any difference between Kiddushin and anything else. But I had laid out this other Mahalach in the Rambam. That the difference between Kiddushin and Mecher is based on the Gemara in Dorm, that by there's really a svara. Tosoi had a svara that you're not mishtabed if you got something from which you're not nena. You got mechaz, you got asada from which you're a mudra ano. So it's not mishtabed you to give anything in return. And that Tosoi had a svara. You're not mishtabed if you don't get anything. So Rav Nachman said, no, it's not true. It's iba chalipin. You're mishtabed even in kolayim naslachnis. Even if you got something from which you have no ano. Now that's what Ram learned Hagemar. That's only true where Chalipin helps. Where Chalipin helps, we learn out from Chalipin that you're mishnabed even if you got something from which you have no hanah. By Kiddushin, we don't have the motto of Chalipin because any shenikness to Chalipin. So we revert to the svara from Tosoi that you're only mishnabed if you got from and if you got if you have hanah from the thing that you got. Well, if we're reverting to the svarah from the soi, you're only mishtabed if you have hanah from what you got. Then it could also be based on the Gemara by us, the Gemara talks about mishabdu matnai nashul. It could also be that in svarah you're only mishtabed if you got some hanah, and you're only mishtabed to the person who from whose pocket you got that hanah. That's equally a story. See, in Agamemnon, that's equally a story. There's a story that you're not mishtabed if you that if it's leimotano liyodi. That's right. Right? The Gemara talks about those stories. It's leimotano liyodi. Maybe she's not mishtabed, or he's leichoser. Maybe she's not mishtabed. That's really a story from Pudusoy. Maybe you're not mishtabed if it's leimotano liyodi, and you're not mishtabed. Therefore, if he's not choser, Chalipin tells me that both things are not true, because by Chalipin, the guy who gets the sudur doesn't get anything out of the sudur because he has to give it right back. And the person who gave the sudur is not chosur because he gets it right back. So Chalipin tells me don't eat either one, but that's only where Chalipin works. But by Kiddushin, we revert to Pumbu Dusoy. You're only mishtabed if it was Motan Oli Yodli, and maybe only mishtabed if the guy who gave it to you was chosur, came out of his pocket. So maybe we could say like this. The etzim din of Orev and Evik Naini is this notion of Biglolo. That since she's the cause of my giving to Pliny, so it's Kilo I gave to her. Or she's the purpose whom I gave to Pliny, it's Kilo I gave to her. Or in the etzin of a Knani is that since the Baal is the cause of Pliny giving to the Isha, so it's as if I gave to the Isha. By Mecher, you could talk about the money. Since I gave Pliny money for the purpose of doing what she wants, so it's Kilo I gave the money to her. And by a Knani, since the Baal is since he is the cause of Pliny giving the money to the seller, so it's Kilo Pliny, it's Kilo the buyer gave the money directly to the seller. We could talk about the money itself through this notion of Bigloli. It's Kilo I gave the money, it's Kilo he got the money. But that only works when you're talking about how areas of halacha where you don't need that it should be Matan Oliyodi. Even if it's Kilo I gave the money to her, but she's not netted from that money. And the money itself she's not netted, and that money goes to Pliny. Even if it's Ki'ilu, the Baal gave the money to the Isha, but the money didn't come out of the Baal's pocket, he wasn't chaser. The money came out of Pliny's pocket. So if you want to talk, so in areas of halacha, by Mecher, where we learn Afim Chalipin, I don't need she should get hanah for the money, I don't need he should be chaser in giving the money, so then we could just use the words Bigloli. The Koine gave money to Pliny for the purpose of fulfilling the directive of the Baal HaSodeh, and therefore it's Ki'ilu the money was given not just to Pliny, but Ki'ilu the money was given to the Baal HaSodeh, because it was given to Pliny Biglal the Baal HaSodeh, because the Baal HaSodeh wants that, and now it's Ki'ilu the money went to the Baal HaSodeh, but does the Baal HaSodeh have any hanah from that? No, but who cares? You don't need matan oliyod. And likewise, Be'er Mekanaimi. It's Ki'ilu the money went from the Koine through Pliny to the Baal HaSodeh. So it's Ki'ilu, Pliny gave the money to the Baal HaSodeh. Pliny wasn't chaser. Who cares? We don't need chaser. But by Isha, you need Matan Oliyodi, and you need chaser, because you need Mishab the Nafsho. We don't have the model of Chalipin. We revert to Pumput Desoy. You need a Shibud, and a Shibud has to come from Matan Oliyodi, and it has to come from chaser. So then it's not enough to say it's Ki'ilu, she got the money, because the money is ain't by Hanoh. We have to work there in terms of Hanoh. That when he was Mahana Pliny, it's Ki'ilu, he was Mahana her. Because she's gratified that Pliny got hanah. So if you're talking to, and when the Baal gives, when Pliny gives money to the Isha, since it's Beglal HaBaal, because the Baal is the behind it, so it's Ki'ilu the Baal was mahanah her. And that already is coming from the Baal, because hanah is an intangible. If the Baal is the cause of her getting the hanah, then that we could look at it. If it's money, it didn't come out of the Baal's pocket, it came out of Pliny's pocket. But if it's just an abstract hanah, then the mahanah could be the Baal. The Baal is mahanah her by causing her to get this hanah. And therefore, when it comes to Kiddushin, we have to talk about Hanah. The Bigloli would be true by Mecher also, but the Hanah talk, maybe that's only because we're in areas that we're in the world of Kiddushin, where you need that she should get Hanah in receiving the Kesed, and that he should be Chaser, that she should get Hanah from the Kesed when she receives it, and that he should be Chaser the Kesed in giving it. And that's a requirement only by Kiddushin. So I'm adding a layer to what we said before. That's already, you know, if that appeals to you, yeah, and if not, not. Right now, it's not so important. I want to add one other thing. Let's not talk about the case in Bidin Shneya. What's the case in Bidin Shneya? Pliny gives money to the Baal. At the instruction of the Isha. That's the case of Midin Shnei. So I want to know now, in this scheme of the Rambam, that everything works with a Beglal. You know, the idea of Erev is, since she's the final cause, so it's Kilu the money got to her. And in the case of Erev Knighty, since he's the Baal is the Begloli, he's the efficient cause, so it's Kilu the money came from the Baal. If that's how we're now explaining the concept of Orv and Ebeknaiti with these notions of Beglal, Begloli, which is Lashonis Rambam. So how does it work over here? We'll take the easy one first. How is it as if she got the money? This is the easy one. This is not the complicated one at all. How is this case a case where it's Ki'ilu she got the money? Or the Hanoah?
Same as
before. Because it was Beglola. It was the Hanoah went to this guy, the husband, Beglola. She directed Pliny to give him the money. She directed Pliny to give the Baal the money. She's happy that the Baal gets the money, happy that the Baal gets the Hanoah. She's happy that Nena Habal Beglola. And therefore, B'tsoina Shenaseh, Shenena Habal Beglola, it's Kilu, she got the Hanoah. But how is it as if the Baal gave the Hanoah? By Ebeknani, the way it works is it's as if the Baal gave the Hanoah because the Baal is the Begloli. Pliny gave the Hanoah because of the Baal, on behalf of the Baal. So the Baal is the Begloli who stands behind it, the efficient cause behind it. And therefore it's as if the Baal gave the money. Or gave the Hanoah, let's say in this. Gave the Hanoah. How does it work over here? We want it to be as if the Baal... Is Pliny giving the money to the Baal because he's giving it on behalf of the Baal? Because the Baal, you know, he wants to give the money. That's not why he's giving. Pliny's giving the money to the Baal because the Isha told him to. So how is the... Where's the Begloli over here of the... We need to be as if the money was given by the husband. Where's the Begloli? So how is he the nice one over here?
The money's still only given up because of the Baal. And if the Baal wasn't in play, the money would have never left.
No, but Pliny is giving the money to the Baal not because he wants to be...
No, but because...
In this case, the Pliny said, Hey, Lachmona, Viscacci, Pliny. So he's giving the money on behalf of the Baal. The case over here, I don't know if Pliny even knows why he's giving it. She told Pliny, what's the case, what's the Lashon Gemara? What's the Lashon Rambam? Ten dinner le Pliny matana ve'eskadish loy ve'nosan loy ve'kitcho yisir Pliny v'om leherem kodesh li ba'nos matana zushi kibalti v'tzenech. So Chara, Pliny's not giving the money because he wants to give the money on behalf of the Baal. He's giving the money because the Isha told him to give the money to the Baal. So the Isha here is the I mean, she's the... Yeah, Pliny's giving the money to her because he wants to gratify... I mean, I guess he's giving the money to Beglola in the sense that... Yeah, Pliny's giving the money to gratify her because she told him to give the money. One second. And then it's very striking. The Rambam, in this case, in Midin Shneya, does not say the words Begloli. When the Baal is Mekadosher, he does not... What's the lesson? Ten dinah l'pani matonah v'eskadosh niloch v'nosna v'kishu ha'isi pleini v'omala hareyat mekudeshish li behanoas matonah zu shekibalti b'tzaynech. It doesn't say hanoas zu shekibalti b'tzaynech u'bo loch Begloli. Because not Begloli. This is the Knani is Begloli. The Pliny only did it on behalf of the Baal. She never said anything to him. Pliny comes and says, Hey, Lachmona, Viscacci, Le Pliny. So yeah, then the Pliny's doing it on behalf of the Baal. That's the case of Eved Kenani. Here, Pliny's giving the money to the Baal because the Isha told him to. So it's the, so where is the Baal, how did the Baal over here become the Nosan? So I think the Rambam tells us. Shekibalti. He says, Iskachili. V'omelo. Hareat mikudeshishli behanos matanazu shekibalti b'tzaynech. The Baal here is the Noisin a whole different way. It's not the Noisin because of the big loli that he caused the Pliny to give her the money. The Baal is the Noisin because he took the money. And by the act of taking the money, he was mahana her. Because that's her fondest wish. It's a good setup, right? So she, the Baal, how does he gratify the other? He gratifies his wife by taking things that she wants him to have. Honey, I got you something for your birthday. I got myself a set of golf clubs that I know you always wanted me to have. So that's how he's Makadasher. That's why I'm Lashon Rama.
Is that different than Adam Chashev?
Right, very good. It's very much like Adam Chashev.
How's it different?
How's it different than Adam Chashev? It's different than Adam Chashev because he doesn't have to be Adam Chashev. He doesn't have to be Adam Chashev. It's enough that she wants him to have it. So since she wants him to have it, it's Ritzoynech. He got it at her instructions. So it's Nasis Ritzoyno. The Hano is, by Adam Chashev, the Hano is that he's Adam Chashev and he takes it. He's not Adam Chashev. The Hano here is that there was Nasir Ritzoyno. It's the Hano'ah that you have by Orev. It's the Hano'ah that you have by Orev. Shenasis Ritzoyno, Venena Plaini Biglola. So here the Hano'ah is Shenasis Ritzoyno, Venena Baal Biglola. But the Baal gave her that Hano'ah. But how did he give her that Hano'ah? Not with the mechanism of Bigloli. He gave her the Hano'ah because he took the Matona. So he gave her the Hano'ah, Shenasis Ritzoyno, Venena Habal Biglola. That's Mamash Losan Ram. That's what he says. With the kibalti, that's how he gives her the hano. Very different than the case of over here. So has it within shneim altogether? The Gemara calls it within shneim. So before we get to how the Gemara calls it within shneim, though, I want to point out. I think the Gemara de Garelach in the Seder Advarim in the Rambam. The Rambam was mahapach the order. The Gemara have Orev and then have a Knani and then within shneim, which we understand because the within shneim is a combination of Orev and have a Knani. Where the other Rishonim learn, I'm not going to go through what the other Rishonim learn, but it's just a superimposition. The case of Midin Shneim is just a superimposition of the Din Orev on top of the Neve Knaini. Lefi the Rambam, the Din Shneim is really not the same as the Neve Knaini. It's a different case, and that's what the Rambam tells me that by putting this case first, before you even got to the case of Neve Knaini. Neve Knaini is a chiddush of Bigloli. You don't need that over here. He took the money and he was Mahaner. But Fart the Gemara calls it Midin Shneim. I think the answer is it's midin shneim just in the concept that you can be considered a noisein without actually laying out the money, just by being the cause of her getting the hanah. By causing to have hanah, you can be considered the noisein of the hanah. That you see, that's the notion of a knani. But it works differently. In the case of the Knani, you're the cause of her having the Hanah, because you are the big loli behind Pliny giving her the Hanah. In the case of Midin Shneim, you're the cause of her having the Hanah, because you took the money, and thereby we're Mahana. So it's a different kind of Eved Knani. So, but it's still Midin Shneim, it's related to the Eved Knani. But it's not the same, it's not a simple reiteration of the halacha of the case of Eved Knani, and therefore when the Rambam sets it up, maybe that's why the Rambam set it up this way, they clue me in, that case is not this case, it's a different, this case. The case of Midin Shneim is not really the case of Eved Knaini plus the case of Orev. It's really different than the case of Eved Knaini. It has something in common, but it works differently. And then therefore, in the Rambam, there's no reason to put this case, the case of Eved Knaini, prior to the case of what the Gemara calls Midin Shneim. And the Rambam never says it's Midin Shneim. So let's point out an interesting thing. How does it work by a Talmud Chacham? The Gemara says that the fourth member of Orev. She gives still plenty now. She gives money to the Baal. But he's a Talmud Chacham. Actually, says Onu Choshev. I don't know if he's maybe just Onu Choshev, some other way. But anyway, she gives money, and he's not a Kabbalah Matonis, and so she's mahaner by taking it. So let's understand, first of all, how is it called that she got Hana? She has to get Hana over here. How is she the Makabal of the Hana? Well, here she's a Poshut the Makabal of Hana. She's in Kabal because she's gratified on him because she took her thing. It's even stronger than Nena Beglola. I mean, it's a kind of Nena Beglola, but it's a more than a Nena Beglola. But how's it cool that he gave her the Hana? Because he's the cause of her getting the Hana. So I think there's a Rebbech here. It's following me in the Gemara. It bothers everybody in the Gemara. Why is the case about Nochashiv in the middle of the Sugya? The Gemara has three members of Rava. Then it has a din of Adam Chashuv. Then it has Vechem B'mechem, which Rashi learns is going back on the three members of Rava with the three Chasuv. So how did Chashuv fall there in the middle? Yeah, if you learn like the Goyim, it's actually the Goyim learned that Vechem B'mechem is going on Adam Chashuv. So we're finished with we have Orav, Vechnani, Vinshteim, finished. Then we have Adam Chashuv, a new sugya, and then we have Vechem B'mechem is going on Adam Chashuv with the three Chasuv, that Adam Chashuv, and everything is fine, we're finished. But the way Rashi learns the sugya, that Vechem B'mecher is going back on the first three members of Rabba. So how come Adam Chashuv was stuck there in the middle of the sukkah? I think the way we're laying out of the Rambam, I think maybe this is better. The notion of if you learn the way the other Rishonim learn, I don't think we have to trace that again. But I don't think the case of Adam Chashuv, the way the other Rishonim learn, has really anything to do with Arav and Ebeknani. I don't think it's related at all. Arav and Ebeknani have to do with Kilo Nosan, if plainly gives on my behalf, it's Kilo I gave, that's the Niv of Ekaini. And the Niv of Arev is that if I was Maitzi Mom and Alpia, so Kilo, that's Meshabeter, at least if she got Hana. Chor and Choshev is totally unrelated. But the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, and the other time I know what Choshev is doing here, but the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, this sort of happens to say all four members together. The way the Rambam learns the Gemara, I think it's related because it's the same notion that he's not actually that he is. It's the same notion as the din of midin shneim that by taking he's being mahaner. That's what it is. It comes off of the din of midin shneim. The case of midin shneim is very similar to the case of adam choshev. The way Midin Shneim works is that by his taking, he's gratifying her, and therefore he's being Mahaner. That already segues into the case of Adam Chashuv. The boy Rav is like right off of this. Here she instructs. She tells Pliny, give the money to the Baal, and therefore it's Nasis Ritzoyna. So there, this clearly Hana. What about a case where you don't have that? She's not telling Pliny anything. There's no Nasis Ritzoyna. But stop. She gives money to Adam Chashuv. But is that also called that he's being Mahaner? That already, that's a buyer of Rav. But at least it's, I understand what it's doing over here, because it's very similar to the way that he's Mahamir by the case of Midin Shnei. That's the big Rebbech I wanted to say today, that the Sidur HaDvarim in the Rambam is because the way the Rambam explains the notion of Arav and Ebeknani. That's the main, the way I want to be Medai, I want to be Medai, because the Rambam is Begloli, and Begloli, Beglola, Begloli. But you see in the Rambam that the way Arav works and the way Ebeknani works is with this new notion of Begloli. If he caused Pliny to give the money, it's as if he was Mahaner. If she is the ultimate goal for which he gives the money to Pliny, then it's as if he was Mahaner. That's the notion of Begloli. And if that's the case, that's what Rambam keeps talking about, Begloli. And if that's the case, and maybe that's why he focuses on that also, that's all. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But if that's the case, then Midin Shneim is really not a simple superimposition of the two cases, one on top of the other. Because here you don't really have the Bigloli. The money is not coming to him, Bigloloi. When he takes the money, he's not the cause of Pliny giving him the money. So you don't. It's not a Pasha to the Midin Shneim here is not just the two cases combined. It's a different kind of. So how does it work? It works in a different way. He's the cause of her getting that up by taking the money, and it's borne out in the Lashonis and the Rambam. That's why the Rambam was mehapech to say the Adlar, because the third case in Midin Shneim is not simply a combination of the first two cases. In a way, it's a unique case that has its own logic. And then the Gemara puts that case last, and then it's very gishmak because the bayavala about Adon Choshev comes off of the last case because it's a similar idea. He's mahana by taking. Well, that's exactly what Midishtayim is. He's mahana by taking the money. Okay. It's a different kind of bilmola. Okay, fine. That's it. Tomorrow I'm probably not going to be here. I'm not positive, but I probably.